Legal 117, this is your podcast for week number 4, which means that we're, after this week, 25% through the semester. As promised, we're going to look at judicial review. And as the cases this week will generally indicate, judicial review requires standing, ripeness, exhaustion of remedies, and primary jurisdiction. In judicial review, a court examines and reviews agency decisions, both the law and the factual conclusions made by the agencies or administrative process may be reviewed. Just like with appeals as we know them from our court system, no new evidence or testimony can be presented. It's only the record, essentially. So if you think of a civil case or a criminal case, the appellate courts only review the record on appeal, and there's no new evidence or testimony, simply arguments and the record from the prior court. So in this case, it's no new evidence or testimony, and the arguments are made by the respective parties on the record from the agency or body that decided the matter and prompted this administrative review. So it's essentially an appeal. To receive judicial review, the appellant must follow certain standards and requirements, as you're now aware since you did the reading before you listened to this. The agency statute that created the agency and the Administrative Procedures Act provide for judicial review for that decision or of that decision of the agency or administrative process. Now, judicial review affects both the person seeking the appeal and the agency itself. If an agency statute doesn't allow for judicial review, a client may still appeal to the court or to the courts through the Administrative Procedures Act. But always remember, judicial review is restricted to the agency record, as is the case with any appeal. Now, I asked you to read a case and consider and discuss that case. And for the Ballinger case that I asked you to read and summarize, the review process was the same path we would expect for review of the workers' compensation cases, as an example, that we will learn about later in the semester. Same path, same applicable law, processes, and expectations. In that situation, the Illinois Municipal Code 65 ILCS 5/1, titled Administrative Adjudications, provided the authority or enabled this path to exist for municipalities from administrative processes that they had developed ordinances or adopted ordinances for. The various municipal decisions I used to issue weekly for many years were reviewable in this very process and through the Illinois Administrative Procedures Act. If the city or defendant in a case wished to appeal my ruling, they would appeal to the circuit court and in the county in which I issued that decision. So if I was hearing a case in Peoria, it would go to Peoria County. If I was hearing a case in Pekin and somebody appealed, it would go to the Tazewell County Circuit Court. And a circuit court judge would act as the first level of appeal and review the record in that case and hear arguments by the city and arguments by the respondent, the person the case was brought against. That was the process that was used to review my decisions all those years. And some of them reached appeal. A couple went from the circuit court or after the circuit court's first review to the appellate court. These municipal statutes had a built-in process to seek a rehearing but that rehearing had to be requested within 35 days of the decision. And if not, then the decision became final, or it was ripe. We had ripeness. And as I said, the party requests the review in the circuit court of the county in which the decision was issued, and that's the same pathway for administrative reviews of agencies. That's the first level. The circuit court of the county where the decision was issued serves as the first level of appeal, reviewing the record, not hearing testimony, not entertaining any new evidence, but reviewing only the record of what happened prior to the appeal. Now, when we get to work comp later in the semester, we'll learn that work comp, being such a large volume of cases in a whole different area of the practice of law, but very much administrative, has its own pathways on appeal, but they follow this basic expectation. If you don't like, or a party doesn't like, the decision on review of the circuit court, they can go to the Illinois Appellate Court and then potentially to the Illinois Supreme Court. It's this path for administrative matters in Illinois. Again, in general, for judicial review, a court examines and reviews the administrative decision. Both the laws and factual conclusions made by the agency or its hearing officer may be reviewed. No new evidence, no new testimony. The reviewing court only hears arguments and reviews the record from the case that prompted that administrative review. And that's what we call this type of appeal, administrative review. But it's not that complicated. It's essentially what we know. It's not foreign to or different than other appeals, with the exception that for Illinois, it starts with the circuit court. Just some commentary there. Sometimes, having had my decisions reviewed, that was, I guess, interesting in that that's not a role common to the circuit court judges. The circuit court judges are themselves reviewed, but a lot of times we would have a circuit court judge who would end up with that case and not be familiar with what was expected of them. And because it is very different, you're not managing evidence, you're not hearing motions on evidence, you're not finding out about facts in the case beyond a record that's handed to you that you had nothing to do with up until that time. As a practitioner, as a lawyer representing parties, I've had that experience, and I've had the experience of, you know, judges asking or being, you know, in a position to ask the lawyer. So I just want to make sure I don't screw this up. What am I doing here? Other judges who have been around a while had a good familiarity with it, and then some judges just had difficulty with it. Some judges wanted to take the arguments and ask about evidence, or sometimes a party would try to sway the judge to consider things outside the record. That happened often. I will say, on appeal, when I was the decider, when I was the party who decided those cases, and then my decisions went up on appeal, I didn't have any that I was overturned on, and I think the judges did a conscientious job. I only know that because a lot of times those cases still had unresolved issues and ended up back with me, and the parties told me what happened with the circuit court. And then a couple occasions, my decision was affirmed by the circuit court, and then went up to the appellate court, and the appellate court also affirmed my decision and the record. And so I got to read that, which was a lot more interesting, to be able to read how, you know, that circuit court, or the appellate court, I'm sorry, had analyzed and reviewed what you did or what I did in that case. That was particularly interesting to me because at one point in my career, I had worked in the criminal appeals division of the Illinois Attorney General's office, and then throughout my private practice career, been to the appellate court multiple times in different types of cases, and been the party arguing on behalf of a client before the appellate court. So it was a kind of a different take, and see from a different role or a different role I was filling, how that system in the court dealt with my actions, you know, no longer as a advocate or a lawyer or representing a party or on behalf of a party, but as the court that issued the decision that appellate court was then reviewing to see if I kept things between the lines. Bottom line, judicial review is an appeal. And it's no different than what we know to be appeals, or what you should know to be appeals and how appeals work. And especially, and in particular, if I can just drive that point home one more time, the court's role is to only review the record from what happened prior and hear arguments about that record. And there's no new evidence, there's no new testimony, and should be no arguments about new evidence or testimony, only arguments about the record on appeal. Now, sometimes that argument about the record on appeal could be that the evidence was incomplete or faulty or whatever, or admitted improperly or not admitted in the proper form, etc. But the court doesn't hear new testimony, take testimony, swear in witnesses, or see new evidence that hadn't been introduced before. Hope that makes sense. This is our conclusion of our general administrative law discussion. And we're going to dive right in next week into some of our more practice area specific considerations of administrative law, and spend a few weeks looking at how business practice, that is setting up, reporting for, representing businesses of various types that we will explore, limited partnerships, limited liability companies, corporations, etc., how that is an administrative law driven business or practice, area of practice. I appreciate your efforts these first 4 weeks. I can't believe it's been 4 weeks already. The semester's flying. Stay well, and if you need me, you know where to find me.